Jack.
Why, hello, Ed.
Say, Jack, what kind of a time did you have the other night with that good-looking girl that you had in your car?
Great, Ed. Say, she is a brick.
Yes. Say, so is my girl a hard baby.
But, oh, boy, when I kissed her...
Yes, they tell me about it.
Why, her lips quivered as they approached mine. My whole frame trembled as I looked into her eyes. Her body shook with intensity as our lips met. I could feel my chest heaving and my chin vibrating and my whole body shuddering as I held her close to me.
Yes, Jack, and you know that the moral of all this is never kiss a girl in a Ford with a motor running.
Everybody has a certain racket nowadays. I just got a funny one that keeps me in a daze. Some folks like the opera, then others like the blues. But I like something different, and here's the one I choose. I'm wild about horns on automobiles that go. I don't know what there is about one, but you can get a girl without one. I ain't had a girlfriend for many a night. Since I got that bugle, I'm doing all right. I'm wild about horns on automobiles that go. Funny car without a running board, and when I blew the horn, you could tell it was a Ford. I bought a second-hand car from a friend of mine named Ray, and when I blew the horn, you could tell it was a Chevrolet. A man I knew named Rosenblum had a car that was his joy, and every time he blew his horn, it went like this: oi-oi. I'm a nut, I'm a pest, but here's the one I love the best.
Cats can't get size, I knew it really life. I'd punch his nose and black his eyes, but how can a fellow fight a bright red convertible? A bright red convertible. A bright red convertible stole my gal from me. Well, she took one look at it, and then her big blue eyes grew wide. She didn't even stop to see what that cat looked like inside that bright red convertible. A bright red convertible. A bright red convertible stole my gal from me. Well, she wrote a farewell note to me, which said she felt so bad. She missed me and she loved me still, and she come back when I had a bright red convertible. A bright red convertible. A bright red convertible stole my gal from me. Well, a sweepstake ticket I will buy, and if by chance I win, when she comes out of her front door, I'll scoot right by her in my bright red convertible. Bright red convertible. A bright red convertible stole my gal from me. A bright red convertible stole my gal from me. A bright red convertible stole my gal from me.
I can get with you. hell to pay, I catch up with you. Think I don't know? I know what you're up to. Tell him out on a rainy day. Cause this cheap yours ain't worth a dime. Come on my back and come look your behind. And eyes in the back of my head and ears for miles. You can't play the piper with your lying smile. You try to knock the train off the track. You shake my head and then you're definitely glad. 4 days in a row and in my tires is flat. Pity that fool and I'ma trap that rat. When I catch that pretty boy, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna hit him on my pickup truck and make it pay his due. Turn the blind eye. When you're asleep, I'm gonna catch you, guy. Get a solo. Like some you never had. Like a bucking bull when I get mad. Mess with my truck and you can hide. You can run if you want, but you're getting all tied. Mess with me, you're gonna pay a price. I've been at this long time, son, and I ain't that nice. I'm not the type, turn the blind eye. When you're asleep, I'm gonna catch you, guy. One more time now, boys. Go in the air out of tires. Woo, woo. Do like you live with no liars. Woo, woo. I'm not the type, turn the blind eye. When you're asleep, I'm gonna catch you, guy.
Oh, It's got an atom power engine and a front like a bat.
Holy weirdo!
It makes 0 up to 60 in just 5 seconds flat.
Holy zipping!
You tell him.
It's the greatest Batman and Robin to the scene of the crime.
With the special gadgets, they win every time.
Criminals, okay, everybody get ready.
Criminals and hoodlums, be careful what you do.
Turned L.A. into a mud river. It was a short swim down Alvarado to my convertible. I had to get to Santa Barbara in a big hurry. As I whipped onto Mulholland Drive, the lights were just twinkling on across the San Fernandino Valley. I could barely make them out through the driving rain. Then a hard right down Big Tujunga Canyon. My tires squealed as I hit Sepulveda. A right, a left, a left, another right, a left of the body, a right, and into a gas station.
We'll be right back. up and down the road. Hey!
Cut road, passing everything on a new cut road. We're burning the wind on 110. Don't look for us, cause we sure burning the wind. Got a tank of gas, gonna hold her close. Just watch the smoke from my exhaust. We're burning the wind on 110. Don't look for us, cause we sure burning the wind. Got a brand new suit and a brand new hat. My motor purrs like a big black cat. We're burning the wind on 110. Don't look for us, cause we sure burning the wind. Till the day I die, and I tell you this, we're flying high, we're burning the wind on 110. Don't look for us, cause we sure burning the wind.
Den dåliga en Volvo 142. Och bilen den går utav helvete. Jag blåser om varenda BMW. Däcken och spinnerna jag gasar på med min Volvo 142. På Hammer 70 blåser om en Renault med min blåa 142. Köra så långt söderut ända tills min motor är slut. Sätta upp ett tält och där ska vi bo, jag och min Volvo 142.
It's a mover like the S-15. street by the chimneys and shakes. Everybody looks from the sound that it makes. At the track, no questions, the records in race. You got the machine, that's got what it takes. To look at any town of building,
got a bomb.
It's a mover like the S-15.
Got a bomb.
It's a looker at any town of building.
Saturday night, and I'm at home, crying by the telephone, and while I sit here, alone and blue,
up your motor, put the mufflers on your car, shining up your spinners, so they twinkle like a star, slapping paint on the fenders, sticking stripes on the hood. You forgot about a date, just like I knew you would. But don't mind me, I'm only a girlfriend, the one you see once a year. So don't mind me if you want something tender. The bomb for your blender, and finish sipping up your motor, put the mufflers on your car, chanting up your spinners, so they twinkle like a star. I don't mind the daytime, it's the nights with you I miss. You spend more time in a drag race than you spend in a kiss. Me, I'm only a girlfriend, the one that you're supposed to wed. No, don't mind me, if you change your mind, you can marry me for instead. So go on, sipping up your motor, put mufflers on your car, shining up your spinners, so they twinkle like a star, polishing the chrome, so as bright as bright can be. You got a very lovely car, but you ain't got me.
Hey, what time is it, kids?
It's Bit Slap time, Uncle KBC. What have you got for us this week, KBC?
Well, this week we bring you a bunch of car songs because, hey, it's actually summer in Maine now. You know, and I can have the windows open. I can wear a sleeveless t-shirt by itself. Yeah, it was 85 degrees yesterday. That's really weird here. Last year, our high for the year was 93. You guys had over 100 degrees how many times? Don't move to Maine, though. It's too crowded. It's too crowded. There's too many people here. Anyway, this week we bring you car songs because summer is here in Maine. So let's get on with it. What did we hear?
What did we hear, KBC?
We heard the Jack Dalton Band, or the Jack Kaufman Band, calling itself the Jack Dalton Band and his seven blue babies from 1928. L.E.G. and the Jets after that, red Corvette, bright red convertible was Chuck Miller. My Last Good Car was Steve James, and I hope I'm not on My Last Good Car. Don't Let the Air Out of My Tires was Country Mike. You remember Country Mike? He was a side hallucination of the Beastie Boys. That was the Beastie Boys, yes. Devil in My Car from the B-52s. Jan and Dean, The Flight of the Batmobile, from a pretty wretched album of Jan and Dean meet Batman and Robin and all kinds of villains, and there's stories and talking. And then Short Swim Up El Dorado, bringing us to Mercury Blues from Mark Harmon and the Hot Rod Rhythm Boys, covering David Lindley, covering Casey Douglas. Billy Wallace, Burning the Wind, depends on which wind you're passing, I guess. The Volvo song, the Volvo 142 song, I'm sorry, that was from, I guess, Sweden? Finland? I don't know. And then the Cyclone 3, You've Got a Bomb. You've Got a Bomb. I'd see a doctor about that. And then Linda Laurie, the lovely Linda Laurie from Lincoln High School in Brooklyn. From 1960, this was Souping Up Your Motor. All right, you ready for one? All right, get back in. We got to get there.
Much on my mind, I saw a bunch of cars lined two in a row, all going into a stock car show. Pulled up short, wheeled right in, I got myself a seat, and the race began. They're doing the stock car boogie,
stock car boogie,
racing on down the track, doing the stock car boogie, riding each other's back. Started with a roar, others with a rattle. I knew right then there was gonna be a battle. Everyone was doing fine till they hit the end. The driver in front went into a spin. The next car took the lead. In no time at all, that's as far as he got, because he hit the crash wall doing the stock car boogie.
Stock car boogie.
Racing on down the track, doing the stock car boogie, riding each other's back. They spin in, spin out, run round and round. In again, out again, upside down. I've eat all my popcorn and most of the sack, watching these drivers burn up the track. Who's gonna win? Well, I don't know, but I'm having a good time at this stock car show, doing the stock car boogie.
Stock car boogie.
Racing on down the track. They're doing the stock car boogie, riding each other's back. Thank you.
boogie,
stock car boogie,
riding on down the track, doing the stock car boogie, riding each other's back.
Purchase with his R.A.'s, the darn fool throw his money away. He drove up down, sitting right on board, and he came back home in the dark. He got near his house, when he got near the gate, he pulled on the throttle and he put on the brake. He reached for the lever, got the throttle in speed, and the darn little fool never took it out of here. He pulled on the lever and he shut off the gate. He kicked on the pedal and he broke out the glass. He cut all the wires and he pulled down the top, but the darn little fool just put a stop. He took out his knife and he looted the kerosene, cut a hole in the tank and he drained the gasoline. He pulled out his gun, shot the tar full of lead, but the darn little fool kept a jumping right ahead. For the shit and he missed the hole. He hit a big tomcat, you ought to see him roll. On through the barn, they landed in a heap, and a big foot hole 6 feet deep. Then zipped down Murray and they waited for the shore. He was glad he had stopped and he wouldn't go for. He looked up his ears and he looked back his head, and the darn little fool kept a joking about it.
One of them gas drinking, piston clanking, air polluting, smoke belching four wheeled buggies from Detroit City, then pay attention. I'm about to sing your song, son. Well, I'm not a man to point a judge, very willing to hold a grudge, but I think it's time I said me a few choice words. All about that demon, automobile, the metal monster with the polyglass wheels, the end result of the dream of Henry Ford. Well, now I've got a car that's mine alone, to be in the finance company owned, a ready-made pile of manufactured grief. And if I ain't out of gas in a pouring rain, I'm a change in a flat in a hurricane. I once spent 3 days lost on a clover leaf. Well, it ain't just the smoke in the traffic jam that makes me the bitter fool I am, but this four-wheel buggy's a dollaring me to death. For gas and oils and fluids and grease and wires and tires and antifreeze and them accessories, well, honey, that's something else. Well, you can get stereo tape and a color TV, get a backseat bar and reclining seats, and just pay once a month like you do your rent. Well, I figured it up, and over a period of time, this $4,000 car of mine cost $14,099. Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage had become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? American father and mother own one whole car and a half another, and I bet that half a car is a trick to drive, don't you? But the thing that amazes me, I guess, is the way we measure a man's success by the kind of an automobile he can afford to buy. Well, now the red light, green light, traffic cop, right turn, no turn, must turn, stop, get out the credit card, honey, we're out of gas. Well, now all the cars place end to end would reach to the moon and back again. There'd probably be some poor fool pull out the passion. Well, now, how I yearn for the good old days without that carbon dioxide haze hanging over the roar of the interstate. Well, if the Lord that made the moon and the stars would have meant for me, then you'd have cars he'd have seen that we're all born with a part in space. Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Come away with me, Lucille. In my smoking, choking automobile.
guys who didn't use their heads. Don't you ever let this happen to you. One afternoon when school was out, "You're yellow," I heard someone shout. "Look out, buddy, you'll get it today." And Crazy Pete, I heard him say, "We'll have ourselves a chicky run, then we'll see who'll turn and run. We'll have ourselves a chicky run, then we'll see who'll turn and chicky run. Chicky run." We all went down to the edge of town, watched them have a real showdown. The other guy and Crazy Pete, in a couple of cars that looked real beat. 100 yards from the old brick wall was a girl in white who would start it all. 100 yards from the old brick wall was a girl in white who would start the chicky run, chicky run. She gave the signal and off they sped, at 90 an hour in a flash of red. One look at their face and it was a cinch that neither one would budge an inch. They hit the wall with a blinding flash, crazy fools in a burning crash. They hit the wall with a blinding flash, those crazy fools in a burning. Chicky run, chicky run. I can still remember as plain as day, "You're yellow," I can hear them say. "So look out, buddy, when school is out, 'cause maybe you'll hear someone shout. We'll have ourselves a chicky run, and then we'll see who'll turn and run. We'll have ourselves a chicky run, and then we'll see who'll turn and chicky run, chicky run."
If anybody calls you a chicken, just forget it. It's better to be a live chicken than a dead duck.
Coming to theaters everywhere, the most devastating horror movie of our time. So realistic it's shocking. So shocking it's unreal. It's horrible. SGM Pictures presents No Parking.
George, I can't seem to find a parking place anywhere. I don't think there are any left.
No Parking. General panic and chaos crippled a nation on the day all the parking spaces were filled in the most chilling thriller ever to hit the screen. No Parking.
I've got parking worries, can't you see? Parking worries have got the best of me. You see a place up there ahead, but somebody gets it when the light's red. Parking worries have got the best of me. My mother-in-law called the other day and said, "Take me to town and right away I'm going to sell my eggs and buy me a flower bed." I picked her up and I took her to town and started driving around and around and trying my best to find a parking place. I drove around for an hour, it seemed. My car got hot and started to steam. There just wasn't any place to be found. I got some out I couldn't see. The red lights all looked green to me. And I said, "This is the last time I'm coming to town. I've got parking worries, can't you see? Parking worries have got the best of me." Now you see a place up there ahead, but somebody gets when the light's red. Parking worries have got the best of me. My mother-in-law, she started in. She got as mad as an old wet hen. She said, "I should reserve a place to park." She said, "You've gone and cruised around till all the stores are closing down. So take me home at once, it's a getting dark." She yapped about this and that. I kept on driving on the flat, and still I couldn't find a place to stop.
She got around to telling me the kind of a man I ought to be. And brother, I care for a bloomer. I said, old lady, I've got trouble. When you're around, you're always double. So scramble out here and get home the best way you can. She jumped out with a basket of eggs, fell flat on her face and broke both legs. And now I've got a lawsuit on my hands. Now I tell you, man, I'm a feeling low. My trial came up 3 weeks ago, and the old judge started thumbing through his file. He looked the jury square in the face, said, I've been out looking for a parking place. It's too late now. We'll have to postpone the trial. I asked the mayor for support, and he said, take it to a higher court. In fact, the matter of the highest court you can find. I called the White House for permission. They said the president had gone fishing and wouldn't be back till next year sometime. Now, the other night, I had a dream. I went to heaven, so it seems no more worries would I have to face. St. Peter met me at the gate, and he said, my friend, you'll have to wait, because right now we just don't have any parking space. I've got parking worries, can't you see? Parking worries have got the best of me. Now, you see a place up there ahead, but somebody gets one the lights red. Parking worries have got the best of me.
As I was motivating back in town, I saw a Cadillac sign say, no money down. So I eased on my brakes and I pulled in the drive, gunned my motor twice, then I walked inside. The dealer came to me, said, trade in your Ford and I'll put you in a car that'll eat up the road. Just tell me what you want and then sign that line and I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time. I'm gonna get me a car and I'll be headed on down the road. Then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boy. Well, mister, I want a yellow convertible, Ford Dodeville, with a Continental spare and a wire chrome wheel. I want power steering and power brakes. I want a powerful motor with a jet off take. I want air conditioning. I want automatic heat. I want a full Murphy bed in my back seat. I want shortwave radio. I want TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. Get that car and I'm gonna head on down the road. Yeah, then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged road. I want 4 carburetors and 2 straight exhausts. I'm burning aviation fuel no matter what they cost. I want railroad air horns and a military spot. And I want a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. I want $10 deductible. I want $20 notes. I want $30,000 liability. That's all she wrote. I've got me a car and I'm headed on down the road.
Why did I teach my girl to drive? Oh, tell me, why did I teach my girl to drive? I said to her, turn to the left, but she turned to the right. And now our city has a street that wasn't there last night. Oh, tell me, why did I let her take the wheel? Goodbye, goodbye to that brand new automobile. She ran into a chicken truck she said she didn't see. And now they're laying eggs all over highway number 3. She's black and blue, but she's still alive. Oh, tell me, why did I teach my girl to drive? Did I teach my girl to drive? She doesn't think that driving up a one-way street's a crime, because she says she's only going one way at a time. Oh, tell me, why did I let her take the wheel? I wouldn't try to describe the way I feel. She didn't have a license, so they put the blame on me. They slapped me right behind the bars, but they let her go free. I'll be in jail till I'm 95. Oh, tell me, why did I teach my girl to drive? Step on the starter.
Tell your boys what the chivvy done. She left them cops right on her run. pull her guns, they shot at me, but the Chevrolet 16, baby. Ha ha ha, she hummed like a bee, the Chevrolet 16, baby.
Body and big red wheels, and I think of you as you roll along. A straight transmission with a fluid drive, a souped-up motor and a power drive, and I think of you as you roll along. But none of these things you ain't got. You done got your motor way too hot. Your tires and the tubes is getting mighty thin. You're pooching out where you should pooch in. You need a straight exhaust with the tail sticking out, a souped-up motor so you can get about, and I think of you as you roll along. Drive a souped-up motor and a power drive, and I think of you as you roll along. But none of these things you ain't got. You done got your motor way too hot. Your tires and the tubes is getting mighty thin. Pooching out where you should pooch in. You need a steady exhaust with the tail sticking out, a souped-up motor so you can get about, then I think of you as you roll along.
My starter won't start this morning. Hope ain't nothing wrong with my little machine, baby. Oh, my starter won't start. Hope ain't nothing wrong with my little machine, baby. That man at the station said there's nothing wrong, boy. Lord, you just been burning bad gasoline.
Bad gasoline, baby.
Well, now my starter won't start. Oh, now she just won't turn. Well, my starter won't start. Oh, now she just won't turn. Lord, my baby.
what you crying for. Lord, you know you got your money to burn, burn. My little machine. Well, my starter won't start. Hope ain't nothing wrong with my little machine. Yeah, but the man at the station said there's nothing wrong, boy. Just been burning that bad gasoline. Lord, I see that man at the station. Sure, there's nothing wrong, boy. Lord, you just been burning that bad gasoline.
Wow, that's weird. Can you hear that? Here, I'll... That is, I don't know if you can hear that. It's a train. It's about half a mile away, and they come around here twice a day or so. And because I had my windows open, that's what happens. This is why we use background music. Background music covers a multitude of sin. Train whistles are not a sin. However, cars are sinful, wretched creatures that we love and take with us everywhere we go. So I have a bunch of songs for you to take with you, right? We started with the Aquatones from 1958 on the Fargo label. They're from Valley Stream, New York. That was the drive-in. Stock Car Boogie was George Stockner from 1953. And then it gets mysterious. Darn Little Ford was from J.E. Maynard from somewhere in North Carolina. Jerry Reed from Atlanta. Lord, Mr. Ford. He didn't write that. What the hell is his name? Never mind. He didn't write it. Chicky Run was Homer Dennison Jr. Remember, stay in school, kids. Let's see. Parking Worries was Ted West from 1954. Chuck Berry. No Money Down. Why Did I Teach My Girl to Drive? The Corn Cobblers from 1940s. They were, you know, kind of a poor man's Spike Jones. Nobody touches Spike Jones. But this song is something you can play for your girlfriend. She'll get maddie, I promise. Tested in Bits Laplandia, okay? Chevrolet 6 was Frank Hutchinson from West Virginia. He performed very few years and died in 1945 of liver disease brought on by the devil Hooch at the age of 48. Luke McDaniel, after that, from Mississippi, also known as Jeff Daniels, up into the 70s. That was the Automobile Song, followed by the Automobile Blues from Justin Townes Earl. That's right, Steve Earle's son from Nashville. Like father, like son, they also had problems with drugs, but straightened each other out. You can straighten yourself out fine by showing up again next week. I'll see you then. A couple more coming.
Down for the Mustang, 150,000 miles gone. The sun has split the dashboard, the driver's seat is all torn, and there's a trick to turn the wipers on.
Speakers crossing my back, tag a little bobbing dog watching. ain't everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station and I can't turn in. She ain't a Cadillac, she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. A cop late last night, out of date tag and motel lights. Said I ought to run you in, but I'm letting you go, cause there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. Got the best looking gal in my hometown. I asked her last time that I took her out, honey, tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. I got 16 speakers crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station and I can't turn in. She ain't a Cadillac, she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. No, she ain't a Cadillac, she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, Jack, take my way, it's the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it goes through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks so, so pretty, you see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingsman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this kindly tip and take that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. A Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks so, so pretty, you see. A Amarillo, a Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingsman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this kindly tip? Take that California trip. Get your kids.